My name is Fanny Williams from Phoenix Radio Bali and Penguin FM.
Cool.
And this is your first time come to Indonesia?
Second time. I was in Bali like 3 years ago. But I didn't perform here.
So
I was here for vacation. So this is my first time performing here.
Performing?
Yeah.
But why do you choose Bali?
They needed a singer on their New Year's Eve show. I didn't choose. They needed a singer. No, it was it was something that Sony had heard about, and I heard about it, and I thought that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Bali's lovely. So.
Instead of other place in Indonesia?
Honey, I don't know. They just gave me a job. I don't know how it works.
No?
Yeah.
No, I see. But how well do you know about Bali?
Well, when I was here a couple years ago, I got I rented like a little scooter and I zipped
around.
Yeah, it was fun.
And nobody knows about that?
No, I was just on vacation. Yeah, it was great.
Are you in disguise or something?
No, I just had like a baseball hat on. I mean, I wasn't here to do a show, so no one knew I was here. So no one thought. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they just thought you.
I'm just a tourist. Yeah.
A tourist.
And I was just a tourist. It was really fun. It was really fun.
Alone?
No, I was here with friends. My whole band, like it was like when we were on tour and we had like a week and a half free, and we had done one show in Singapore, and then we all came here and took a vacation.
Ah,
yeah.
It's a nice thing.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me? I can take you to go vacation.
Where were you going to take me?
I don't know.
Here in Bali. Where's the place to go? You tell me.
What do you like? Do you like a beach or?
Yeah,
like
I love the beach. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of private beach in here.
Cool.
Like Prambanan, can go diving there.
Ooh.
Or Amrut, it's very private.
You know, the one thing that I didn't get to do that I want to do is Ubud.
Ubud.
Yeah. Some of the people that were in my band went last time and they took pictures of the monkeys and.
Yeah, you
but I don't think
do
I have enough time.
Huh? So
I'm here. I'm here and then I leave.
How long will you be in?
I leave on the first. In and
really?
Out. Bam. Yeah.
Oh my God, how
I'm
fast.
Here to do the show. That's what I'm here for. It's not about being a tourist this time. It's about being
doing
an artist.
Job.
Yes.
Okay.
Bringing so joy to the people on New Year's Eve.
Joy
yeah.
to the world.
Yeah.
But anyway, what is the preparation for a New Year's Eve performance?
Well, tomorrow we'll do a sound check in the afternoon and practice some stuff, and we're ready to go. We, you know, it's a set that we have been performing. I've been with this band now, all the members of it, for about a year, and we've been playing all over the world, so we're definitely rehearsed and ready. And I think the thing that'll make it different is doing it on New Year's Eve and doing it for this audience here at this resort.
What do you expect from the audience?
Well, I hope that they're into it, and I hope that they dance. I'm going to do everything I can to make them dance.
Make them dance.
Yes.
Okay. About the new year, what is your hope and plans on 2013?
I want to just keep creating. You know, I want to make more music. I want to make more, you know, just be creative. That's what makes me happy.
Okay. And talking about the album Trespassing, it's one of the best pop album of 2012.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
But how do you describe it, and what is actually that you want to deliver us from this album?
Trespassing is, it's me kind of exploring dance music that I love, you know, disco, funk, pop, rock, but with a dance feel to it.
Okay. But do you have any specific target for your album?
For people? Anybody that likes to shake their butt.
Oops.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, lately you've been on tour together with the Queen. Is it
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was this summer. It was amazing. I got to do 6 shows with them.
Mm-hmm.
3 in the UK and then 3 in Eastern Europe. It was so cool. I was so flattered that they asked me to do it. And it was definitely some work. You know, I had to learn. There were some of the songs that I didn't know so well, and then some that I knew very well.
Mm-hmm.
So it was lots of rehearsal and lots of practice and getting it right, and then we did it, and I felt really good about it.
So it's them who asked you to do it?
Yeah.
Wow, how great is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was cool. Really
being
exciting.
Being with the legendary.
Yeah, and they were so nice. They're like so friendly and so like down to earth. And it was just crazy. And the first show that we did was in the Ukraine.
Mm.
And the audience was 250,000 people.
Really?
That's the biggest audience I've ever been in front of. And I was just like, wow. Yeah. I was a little nervous, but I tried not to show.
You're really good at that.
Thank you. Well, it's taken me a long time to figure it out, but I've been working on it for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you once ever said that life is all about taking risks to get what you want.
Yeah.
Is it true?
Yeah, I think so.
But how do you deal with criticism?
Criticism, I think, you know, I mean, everybody has an opinion, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's hard to hear, but I think growing up doing theater, I got used to being like told where to go and what to do on stage, being mm-hmm. directed, or wanting a role and not getting it. So I think I've had a long history of you know, rejection and criticism. You know, that's what being a performer is all about.
So you never mind.
It's just part
that.
Of it. You know, it's part of the territory.
Okay, so have you ever responded to criticism?
Of course.
On Twitter.
I have, yeah. I think so, yeah. If you went down my Twitter feed, you'd find some meat, like, going, what? At somebody. I try not to focus on it, obviously. You know, you have to focus on the positive, but, yeah, of course, sometimes.
But what about the suggestion from your fans on Twitter? Do you ever respond
to
it?
No, I definitely read what the fans are writing on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, they'll tell you. I like to kind of scroll through and be like, what are they thinking?
Uh-huh.
It's important for me, you know. This is the group of people who I'm doing this for.
Mm-hmm.
These are the fans that are coming to the shows and buying the music and supporting me, and I want to know what they think and what they want.
But how important it is this kind of media to your career?
I think it's really important. I think, and it's something that kind of came up right at the beginning of my experience. You know, mm-hmm. right as I was getting off of Idol, Twitter was just kind of taking off, uh-huh. and now it's like huge.
Huge. And everybody's on Twitter now.
Oh yeah, everyone. And so I think it's really, I think it's, it, at the time it felt very new, and that was only 4 years ago, but it's changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter has changed everything.
Ooh, okay. And how does it feel being a superstar?
Oh, it feels nice. It feels exciting. I do feel like I've accomplished my dream. You know, this is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And now I just want to keep pushing further and further, you know?
What is your biggest dream as a musician, anyway?
I just want to keep going. I just want to keep moving forward. And, you know, of course, it's nice to receive recognition for my work. It's
mm-hmm.
nice to get, to have success. And I just want to keep going, keep doing it.
Keep doing it.
Yeah.
So how do you see yourself, like, 10 years ahead?
I don't know. I think I'll still be doing music.
Music?
I think probably doing... big concerts still.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, I don't know, maybe some, like in a TV show or a movie maybe someday.
Yeah,
maybe.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun.
So, do you still hang out together with your friends from American Idol?
No, I don't really see them very much, no.
Why?
I'm pretty busy. And so are they, you know. Yeah.
Oh, I once ever interview Allison Arrowhead.
Oh, she's so great. I actually just texted her the other day. I'll probably see her this month when I get back.
Oh, yeah.
In January.
You should
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, I love her.
Because she said that you guys still hang out together.
Yeah, we definitely talk. Yeah.
Okay.
She's great.
So, if you can name one artist that you really, really want to sing a duet with, who it will be?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I've always wanted to work with David Bowie. I think that'd be cool.
Bowie?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. What is the most listened to song on your iPod now?
Oh, I don't know. I don't check the play counts. I don't know. I listen to everything. I'm like, everything. There's you know the artist Goldfrapp?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
That was, I made a playlist of all of her, like, down-tempo songs.
Okay.
And I listen to that whenever I need to relax.
Oh.
And it makes me feel very relaxed. So I always listen to her stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take a look at that.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Okay. Anything you want to say to your fans here in Indonesia?
I love you guys, from what I've seen, and I can't wait to come back, hopefully again and again, and do more shows. It's very exciting.
In the meantime, you need to enjoy Bali.
I will. I plan on it. Yes.
Okay. Anything you want to say to our listeners, spinners?
Yes. Thank you guys so much for supporting my music, and mm-hmm. I hope to give you some more stuff to bump on the radio really soon.
Yeah. I love your signal outlaws of...
Oh, thank you.
Thank
you.
I really love that.
Yeah, that's a special one.
Okay,
thank you so much. Hello, Fieners. I'm Adam Lambert, and you're listening to Phoenix Radio Bali. Well, I was walking for some time when I came across this sign saying,